Hello, everybody. This is Chuck Whetstone coming to you live from Oklahoma City. This is Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I hope you're having a great day today. Hey, I'm really recording this on Tuesday night late. I've been at a conference all day long at Crossings Community Church. It's been great. Hey, don't get me wrong. I've been in meetings since 8:30 this morning. I'm very tired. My voice is tired. But you know what? I wanted to present to you a podcast on Wednesday, June the 24th. I did not want to miss a day. So here I am. I'm going to be talking today about some of my favorite things. And you know, one of them is travel. Julie and I love to travel. And I got the bug actually back when I was a child because, you know, my dad worked really hard for Sun Oil Company. And when he got a vacation, usually, you know, 2 weeks a year, and we would take maybe 1 week and travel to, you know, Shreveport, Louisiana, or go to his stomping grounds in Arkansas. And sometime along the way, we might stop at someplace special. Say we would go maybe to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we'd go see, you know, the springs there and just visit the parks and stuff like that. Other times we might just go spend the night with relatives. As I've mentioned before, my dad was very frugal with his money. And if he could work out a trip with stops along the way at his relative's house, say he was going to go see his aunt in Mississippi, well, we would definitely want to stop in West Monroe, Louisiana, and spend the night with his uncle, and then go see his aunt in Mississippi. My dad was, well, I just say he was frugal, okay? But some of the summer vacations I remember from the 1960s, well, they were just special. Because back in those days, you know, before most cars had air conditioning, all they had was windows. And we used to say it was 260. Okay? It was two windows down, rolled down, going 60 miles an hour. That was your air conditioning. But actually, you know, we had vents in these cars. And I don't remember what kind of car my dad had before air conditioning, but I know on summer vacations, we would go down the road and you would open up the little side vent. There was a little side vent on the passenger door and also on the driver's door that would allow wind to come in as you're driving and it would keep you cooler. Anyway, it was so cool, especially when it rained. You could feel some of that rain come in those little vents on those windows and you'd get wet, you know, and as a kid, I loved it. You know, you get wet, you're driving down the highway, it was just cool. One of the memories I have is taking trips with my parents and my sister, and we would get these road maps, usually from the gas station, and sometimes you'd have to pay for them. I guess they were not always free. Maybe they were 10 cents, a quarter, whatever, for a state road map. And you would always want to make sure you knew your route before you headed out. And so my dad would spend hours and minutes, whatever, penciling in where he wanted to go on the map. And sometimes he'd put it in ink, red ink or something, so he would know which route he really wanted to go on. Now, this is the 60s. The interstate highway system was just being developed back in the 50s and 60s and really taking hold. And so before big Interstate 20, Interstate 40, Interstate 35, before those became reality, you just had state roads, state highways, and you know, you just learned how to drive on them. Some they were two lane roads, sometimes they're four lane roads. And then the interstate system came along and made things so much better. My dad would, once I got old enough to help out, he would let me read the roadmap, and he would actually trust me to tell him when the next town was coming up, how many miles it was going to be, because I learned how to read a roadmap. My dad taught me. And you could actually tell on the roadmap, oh, you know, between Texarkana and Tyler were so many miles. And you would have to actually add the number of miles up because they had it written in really small. And so you'd write them down on maybe another piece of paper and said, okay, it's 45 miles, say, from destination A to destination B. And so we would be going down the highway, and Dad said, Chuck, or Charles, he's coming Charles, how far is it to the next town? And I say, well, you know, Moscow, Texas is going to be another 12 miles, Dad. And he would say, thank you. And he started calling me the professor, because I could read the roadmap. And he thought that was so cool. And guess what? I did too. I thought it was really cool to be called the professor by my dad because I was just a kid. And so I would help him navigate where we were going. And, you know, I didn't get it always right. Sometimes I would make a mistake. But most often I would get it right because he taught me pretty well. Some of the places we visited as a kid, a youth, a child in the 60s included Carlsbad Caverns, Crater of Diamonds State Park, that's in Arkansas, by the way, the Grand Canyon, Redwood Forest, Huntington Beach, California, Hot Springs, Arkansas, Miami, Florida, Six Flags over Texas, and we visited a whole lot of other places. But those are some of the ones that I really remember those. Now, there was one trip we made to California when I was a teenager, and my brother-in-law had sold my dad this 1959 Renault. Okay, you might call it a Renault. I would say Renault because I'm from South Texas, and I don't know how to actually say the word. It's a French word. So on my blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com, you can see a photograph of this black 59 Renault being towed by my dad's, I think it's a 60, it looks like a 67, maybe a 71, I'm not sure. Might have been a 67 Impala, could have been a 71 Impala, I don't know, I don't remember. But you can see my dad standing in front of the his car, checking the oil and checking the temperature of the radiator or whatever, make sure it had water. And it's towing this black Renault. It's a cool picture. And I think I was the one that actually took the picture with my small camera. We towed it all the way from California to our small town, Ingleside, Texas. It was a long way. And my mom and dad have told me the story, and I don't know if it's true, but it sounds like a good story. But mom and dad always said that when they were in California at my sister's house, they went shopping and got a really good deal on toilet paper, of all things. And they bought a bunch of it, okay? And their idea was, fill up that black Renault with toilet paper and take it to South Texas. And that's what they said they did, and I have no way to tell if it's true or not, but it sounds like a great story. Hey, this is Chuck Whetstone. I'm very tired. It's very late, but I wanted to get this out to you. Some of the summer vacations I remember from the 60s, and maybe it brought back some memories that you have. I can talk about more later, and I hope to get my voice rested by tomorrow's podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is Chuck's Favorite Things, brought to you this week by StartCashback.com. Go there, sign up for free, and start saving cash on all your online purchases. Chuck Whetstone, signing off. Thank you so much.